It is an eternal truth that when a student is ready, the teacher appears. This is a truth that all spiritual seekers need to contemplate, and then they need to realize that there are levels of understanding of this truth. At the beginning stages, you might think that the teacher is outside of yourself and that it is a matter of meeting outer requirements before the teacher can appear, and then the teacher will do the work for you and take you to heaven, as many Christians indeed believe that I will appear in the sky and take all of the good Christians to heaven while send all of the others to hell. My beloved, this is indeed a primitive concept of what the spiritual teacher is and what he will do for you, but it is the highest that people can grasp at a certain level of consciousness where they are still too identified with their egos and therefore are not capable of taking ultimate responsibility for their own lives, their own path, indeed their own salvation. Thus they have allowed their egos to create the idol of Jesus Christ as the only Son of God, who is the Savior who will come and wash away their sins with his blood and raise them to heaven and will bring God's kingdom to earth. This is the sense of spiritual paralysis, where you think you cannot do anything on your own, and thus you need an external Savior to bring you into the kingdom of the external God. Now, my beloved, while this is a primitive concept, it is indeed not the most primitive concept about salvation found on this planet. For it is indeed better to believe in an external Savior than to believe that your ego is the Savior. For at least when you believe in the external Savior, you recognize that there is an authority that is higher than your own ego. But when you are trapped in the illusion that your ego is your Savior, that your ego knows everything, and that the path outlined by your ego, whatever form that path takes, will take you to heaven, then you are so trapped that it is virtually impossible for a spiritual teacher to reach you. And thus, as has been explained to you, and I might say as I have explained to you through my messenger in this lecture, for think not that I was not here. What I have explained is that you cannot pull yourself up by the bootstraps of the ego. My beloved, it cannot be done. There are any number of religious, spiritual, and New Age teachings and gurus who will tell you that it can be done, and that they can help you do it, or that they can do it for you, whereby you can be saved without letting go of that ego. I must tell you, they are lying to you. They know, in most cases, that they are lying, but they lie anyway, because they truly realize the old saying that there is a sucker born every minute. There are people who are so trapped by the ego that they are not willing to look at the beam in their own eye. And thus these false gurus create a system, a philosophy that says, you can be saved, you can enter the kingdom of God without pulling the beam from your own eye, without even seeing that beam. Thus you can live your life feeling that you are now saved, that you are now better than others because you belong to this spiritual philosophy organization, or you are following this ultimate guru, and thus you can look at the beam in the eyes of all other people, looking down upon them with spiritual pride and feeling that you do not have to recognize that you have the same beam because you too have an ego and that you need to pull it if you want to be saved. Instead, you can continue to believe that you can walk your path towards salvation without confronting your ego, without taking responsibility for your path, without making the absolute, the completely firm, one-pointed choice that you are willing to abandon the ego and walk into the greater light of your Christ Self and your I Am Presence. My beloved, there is indeed a very large segment of spiritual seekers today who are on the right track in the sense that they have opened their minds and hearts to something beyond traditional doctrines. Yet they have fallen into the trap set by the false gurus of the New Age movement that you can grow spiritually, that you can reach a higher state of consciousness, that you can make your ascension without letting go of the ego, without making an absolute firm one-pointed choice that overcomes the division in your being and says, I am willing to let my ego die. I am willing to overcome it. I am willing to leave it behind. I am willing to choose the life of the Christ consciousness over the death of the duality consciousness. My beloved, this is a firm choice. It is not a choice that you can waver about. I am not saying that everyone on this planet is ready at this moment to make that choice, which is why when I walked the earth 2,000 years ago, I did not call everyone to be my personal disciples. But I must tell you that those I did call to be my personal disciples, they had one chance and they had 1 second to make their choice. I literally walked up to them in whatever they were doing and I said, leave your nets, I will make you fishers of men. And I turned around and walked away. And if they did not leave their nets and walk with me, making that absolute choice to commit themselves to being a disciple of Christ, then I had to leave them behind. There were no two ways about it. There was no thinking about it for 2 weeks and then coming back later. It simply is not the way the spiritual path works. You can take a long time to think about it, but there will come a point where you are ready to make a firm commitment to step up to a higher level of the path. And if you are not willing to make that firm choice and never look back, then you cannot rise. You cannot rise. Your ego might manage to trick you into thinking that you can rise or that you have risen. Because after all, you now follow this outer guru, you belong to this organization, you do all these outer things, you understand all these teachings with the intellect, and therefore you must be an advanced student. You must be better off than you were a year or 10 years ago. You must be better off than all these all other people that you compare yourself to. But I tell you, it is all an illusion created by the ego. Because as long as you compare yourself to anyone in this world, you are not truly on the path to Christhood, which is the path of discovering your unique individuality that is anchored in your I Am Presence and is different from the individuality of any other person on this planet. Thus, one of the sure signs that you are still trapped by the ego is when you have these value judgments and comparisons, comparing one teaching to another, comparing yourself to others, and thinking that there is only one truth or there is one higher truth. This is nothing but the comparisons of the ego, the spirit of vain competition, because there is no competition on the path to Christhood. You are a uniquely beautiful, wonderful individual created by God. Your job on earth is to unite with the higher being that you are, the true individuality in your I Am Presence, and then express that uniqueness. And when you realize that you are unique and that God loves you with the same unconditional love he has for everyone, the spirit of vain competition melts away and is as nothing. Thus you realize that you can find an entirely new approach to self-esteem, For I understand that many of the people who follow the false gurus follow them because they have been put down for many lifetimes. Many of the most spiritual people, the most kind and loving people on earth, do indeed have low self-esteem because they have been put down by the forces of this world, by the prince of this world, who have told them that they are wrong for being spiritual, that they are no good, that they shouldn't act this way, that they should live like everyone else. And so many spiritual people have low self-esteem, and they fall for the trap of the ego to compensate for that low self-esteem by seeking to follow an outer path that gives them the impression that because they have now learned all these things and understand them intellectually, they have taken all these classes, they have done all these prayers or decrees and invoked all of this light and done all this meditation, now they must suddenly be somebody from an outer perspective, and thus they should have self-esteem. But you see, you will never have true self-esteem until you allow it to come to you directly from your I Am Presence, which is God in your being, and therefore is the internal God and the internal Savior and the only source of true self-esteem, because it is the only way to connect to the unique individuality that is your cause for self-esteem. So, my beloved, ponder the teachings that you have received today, for they indeed contain the key that very few other spiritual teachings on this earth contain at this point. Some of them have elements, but very, very few, if any, can give you the teachings in one complete package about the ego and the false path. And if you will contemplate these teachings and be willing to look beyond the subtle pride of the ego, the temptation to set yourself up, and you will reach for that true self-esteem that is the nurturance of the mother through the divine matrix, the divine blueprint of the father, then you will be able to overcome all of these needs to follow this false path of the ego and to seek to compensate by outer knowledge or outer accomplishments for the lack of wholeness that you feel deep within your being. And thus you will be able to truly accept your true identity as a son or daughter of God, who is complete and whole in your divine individuality, and thus has no need to feel unwhole, has no need to feel that you are in competition with others, and thus has no need to compare yourself to others. As I said to more than one of my disciples, when they were squabbling about these outer things, even debating who was going to be the leader among them after I left, I said, "What is that to thee? Follow thou me, follow the inner Christ, and let all of these outer concerns fade away from you. Let the sun of your I Am Presence shine in your being and melt these ego desires, ego concerns, the entire false path and its dualistic beliefs, whereby you compare because you think you are not good enough the way you are, the way God created you. And the reason you think this is that you have not connected to who you are, to the beautiful being that God created. Therefore, use the tools that we have given to reconnect. As I said, seek first the kingdom of God, which is the direct inner contact to your I Am Presence, and then everything else you desire, including self-esteem and inner and outer wholeness, including communication with your higher being and with the ascended masters, including the abundant life. All these things will be added unto you when you reach for your I Am Presence instead of reaching for the false path and the false gurus set up by the ego. But realize that you will at some point on your personal path have to make a choice. Do you want to continue in the consciousness of the ego, the consciousness of death, Or will you abandon that consciousness and let the dead, meaning the ego, bury their dead of all the attachments and all the unfulfilled things and all the competition in this world? And you walk with me, the living Christ, into the light of the sun of your being. Therefore, the answer is always choose life or continue to choose death. You must choose one or the other, for if you have not chosen life, you have subconsciously chosen death. And you are not spiritually alive. You have no life in you until you allow the Christ consciousness to enter your container of self, your lower being. There is no two ways around about it. You cannot cheat. God is not mocked. You cannot cheat God's law, even though the ego will continue forever to believe that it can and come up with shortcuts and various schemes that tries to make you think that you can avoid confronting and overcoming the ego. Let go of this impossible dream, I say, and you will experience a spiritual growth that is beyond what you have even imagined up until this point on your path. And I say this to anyone who might hear or read this statement, because I tell you, there is not one human being on this earth who cannot come to a higher level of his or her spiritual path. It does not matter how long you have been on the path, how many times you have meditated, how many decrees or prayers you have given. It does not matter. You can always come up higher. And indeed, up until the moment you ascend, you can go into a blind alley of becoming comfortable where you are, falling prey to the ego's subtle temptation that you do not need to go higher. This, my beloved, is the illusion of the ego. And I tell you, there are many of you who have long ago come to the point where the only thing you need to do in order to come up to a higher level is to make that decision to let the ego die, to choose life, and make the firm commitment that you are willing to rise above the ego, to see through any of its limitations, and then accept who you really are in Christ. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. The me is not the outer person of Jesus Christ. The me is the Christ consciousness. You will not enter the kingdom of God through the ego. You will enter the kingdom of God through the Christ. Therefore, choose the life of Christ over the death of the ego, and let the ego die.